Scripture reading, Psalm 46, verses 1 through 6 and 10a. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Devotional. Silence and solitude are perhaps the most challenging and least practiced spiritual disciplines among Christians today. We live in a world of noise and distractions. Most of us fear silence. Yet, when we look at the life of Jesus, we observe him regularly withdrawing to lonely places to be still and pray. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. We find biblical greats like Moses, Elijah, and John the Baptist spent decades alone with God before launching their public ministry. Where did they get such power to love when the world around them was falling apart? How were they able to love people who opposed them and were not responsive, and over so many years? We can be sure it was born and nurtured out of a deep relationship with God that included intentional times of listening and communing in stillness and silence. Spending time in silence and stillness with God is a necessary and valuable counterweight to the thoughtless and excessive words we are routinely exposed to in the world. Stepping out of the noise of life through a daily practice of silence is actually a radical and prophetic act. It is also one we are in danger of losing. Author Ganila Norris says it well. Silence reveals. Silence heals. Silence is where God dwells. We yearn to be there, and yet, in our present culture, silence is an endangered species, an endangered fundamental. We need it badly. Silence brings us back to basics, to our senses, to ourselves. It locates us. Without that return, we can go so far away from our true natures that we end up quite literally beside ourselves. The experience of silence is now so rare that we must cultivate it and treasure it. God offers us an inexhaustible well of living water in Jesus to love people over the long haul of our lives. However, in order to drink from that well, we must learn to integrate silence and stillness as foundational spiritual disciplines in our lives. Question to consider: how might you create additional space in your life for silence today? Prayer. Lord, help me to be still and wait patiently for you in silence today. I know that you are always present with me and that you delight to spend time with me. Out of my silence and resting in your love, I ask that you enable me to see the people around me as you do, as unrepeatable and precious. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.